Welcome to your podcast from hypnosisdownloads.com, where every few days you can hear sneak previews of our latest downloads. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Transcend Your Labels from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about transcending your labels. The architect and futurist Buckminster Fuller once wrote a book called I Seem to Be a Verb. Because when you think about it, there's nothing completely fixed and set in stone about who we are. As human beings, we are an ongoing, living process. The cells in your body are replaced by other cells, just as your abilities, your understandings, your thoughts and your feelings are always changing and evolving through time. In other words, the static labels that we use to describe ourselves, and indeed the static, fixed labels others may have tried to put on us over the years, are never the objective reality of who we are. We might also bring to mind the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus, who famously said, "You cannot step in the same river twice," because it's never the same river. It may have a label, a name that we try to attach to it, but the water is always different each time. The sediment at the bottom will have shifted. The fish and the reeds are all different now from how they were last time, and even the banks of the river change and move over time. A label, then, is a mental shorthand, a way that we use language to turn the flow of our experience into a separate, isolated thing. There's the ongoing process of life that's always changing, always unfolding, and then there are fixed labels like son, daughter, child, adult, student, employee, engineer, artist, success, failure, the responsible one, or the black sheep of the family. Sometimes a medical diagnosis can result in us carrying a label around, and sometimes insults and criticisms can come in the form of name-calling, and those unpleasant names can stick with us. This doesn't mean that we should abandon all labels. If you need a glass of water, it's really useful to be able to use language to describe what you need. Labels have a use, just as a medical diagnosis can help you know how to manage your condition. But when we become overly defined by our labels, or when we identify with a label that someone said out of anger, cruelty, or prejudice, then we're forgetting that the label itself is not who we really are. Someone could stomp up to the most majestic, beautiful river on the planet, sulkily point at it, and call it some sort of childish insult, but that label can never capture the true essence of the river. The river transcends any and all labels. And if there's a certain label or several labels that feel uncomfortable or painful for you, labels you don't want to be defined by anymore, then this session is a tool you can use to grow beyond those labels, to transcend them, so that they lose their power over you, and so that you can be calmly and deeply at ease with who you are.
This has been a podcast from hypnosisdownloads.com. To get the full download, including the hypnosis part of the session, visit hypnosisdownloads.com today.